This is a Sichuan News Update. With a little over a month out from the federal NDP leadership election, NDP leader candidate and current MP Heather McPherson made a stop in Nanaimo to hear from local party members. This came after the party's English language debate in Vancouver on February 19th. On Saturday, February 21st, about 50 people filled into the hall of the Pleasant Valley Social Center to hear from the leadership hopeful. McPherson is the sitting MP for the Edmonton Strathcona riding in Alberta. She is the only NDP leadership candidate currently with a seat in the House of Commons. She spoke to the gathering on a variety of topics, including the ongoing housing crisis, Indigenous reconciliation, and Palestinian solidarity. CHY spoke to McPherson after the event.
So we've been traveling across the country, meeting with people in small communities, big cities, from coast to coast to coast, and it's pretty interesting how similar people's concerns are right now. You know, the world feels dangerous. People are worried about housing. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about the cost of living. Mm-hmm. And they want to have a progressive, strong, new Democratic Party that can actually hold the government accountable on those things.
She says around the housing crisis, it's not just a provincial matter and that the federal government needs to step up and help.
Some of the difficulty about housing is that housing is actually a tri-jurisdiction. It is municipal, it is federal, and it is provincial. But the federal dollars that go to the provinces, it is possible for us to tie strings to those dollars, to make sure that there is rent protection, to make sure that there is an investment in affordable housing to the scale and scope necessary.
With uncertainty for the NDP, following a devastating loss for the party in the last election, which reduced the party to 7 seats from 24, McPherson says right now is about making sure every single Canadian feels like their voices are being heard by the party.
It's not about changing what we believe as New Democrats. You know, we have values. It's why everything that has happened in this country that has been good for Canadians, you know, Medicare and weekends and labor rights and all of those things came because of New Democrats. We don't change what we believe. Mm-hmm. We change how and who we talk to.
With an MOU between the federal and Alberta government for a new pipeline to be built in the West Coast through British Columbia. As an Alberta MP, now is the time to shift to renewable energy.
There is no new pipeline that we need. We do not need another pipeline in this country. And let's be very clear. Albertans are pro-jobs. They are pro-family-sustaining jobs. Workers in my province, like workers in British Columbia, want to be able to support their families. And so if we are investing in projects that get people working, that get jobs for Canadians, you know, in renewables, in future-facing economies, that's what we need to be doing. That's how we build resilience. That's how we build up our economy. That's how we make ourselves a stronger country.
Laura Shanner was at the event and told CHY she is happy to see a candidate talk about matters that are important to them. The event helped her clarify who she's supporting.
I've been back and forth, actually, with the idea that it might be good, because the NDP has a small caucus, would it be better to have our caucus focusing on Parliament and somebody else running around the country building the party? And I'm thinking now, especially in terms of Heather's grasp of foreign relations, it really would be best to have our member of Parliament and leader of the party be the same person to amplify that voice in Parliament.
McPherson is currently competing for the NDP leadership role against Green New Deal advocate Abby Lewis, union leader Rob Ashton, Campbell River City Councillor Tennille Johnson, and Green Progressive Tony McQuail. According to data released by Elections Canada, as of the end of 2025, Lewis leads in fundraising over McPherson, Ashton, Johnson, and McQuail. Historically, fundraising has been predictive of first ballot winning success. Leading up to their party convention in March, registered members of the federal New Democratic Party will have their opportunity to vote for their next party leader, with members voting online, by phone, or by mail. Those wishing to vote by mail must request this option in advance. For CHY News, with files from Jesse Woodward, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.